Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, there is finally resolution when it comes to an ordinance for medical marijuana in East Lansing. How long did it take you to come up with that ordinance? I know you took a lot of time and had a lot of meetings with a lot of different folks.
It took just about 8 months, Tony. We started the moratorium in August of 2010. We had to extend it two times during that period, but I think we took the time that was necessary to create a solution that was workable for East Lansing.
All right. Tell us about the new law, the new ordinance, if you will, in East Lansing regarding medicinal marijuana.
Well, under the ordinance that was adopted last night, dispensaries would be allowed in the city of East Lansing, but under limited circumstances. They would only be allowed in our B4 office business zone, which is primarily located in the northwestern quadrant of the city. There could be no more than 5 primary caregivers operating out of each one of these dispensaries. They would have to be at least 500 feet apart, and everyone would be subject to special use permit approval. There could be no dispensaries in any residential zone, and any home in which more than one caregiver was growing or storing marijuana would be defined as a dispensary and thus prohibited. So a single caregiver can grow and store marijuana in their home under our ordinance, which is permitted by the state law, but multiple caregivers could not.
What was the vote on this ordinance?
It was 4-1.
And who was the no vote?
Mayor Loomis was the dissenting vote.
Now, tell me, you had several options. Why did you choose this one?
Well, originally, as you point out, we started with 3 options. One would have been effectively a ban on medical marijuana in East Lansing. And I think the council felt that with 75% of our voters having approved the principle of compassionate care, that to pass an ordinance banning marijuana would have been to flout the very clear will of the people of East Lansing. The second option would have allowed medical marijuana as a home-based occupation that the city would license, and we heard very clearly from the neighborhoods that there was concern about a use of that intensity in our residential areas. And so the council defeated both of those options and chose this third way, which I believe respects the content of the act and the ability of caregivers to grow and store marijuana, but moves the dispensing out of neighborhoods hopefully, and into commercial zones so that we can preserve that division between what caregivers are doing in the privacy of their homes and the activity that folks are concerned about.
Well, it was a long time coming, Nathan. Personally, are you pleased with this decision?
You know, this is definitely an imperfect ordinance, but I think it's a solution that's workable for our community, and I think we went about it the right way. Some said we were going too slow. Some wanted us to take more time, but I think we took the amount of time that was necessary to come up with something that's workable again for East Lansing. Unfortunately, the legal ground is shifting underneath us on this issue, so it's quite possible at some point in the future we will have to revisit it as the courts and the legislature get involved to provide additional clarity to what was a very poorly drafted state petition.
What else is on the agenda for you and the other council members to be attacking now?
Well, you know, the primary thing on the horizon is addressing the city's budget. Like all local units of government, we're trying to figure out exactly how to cope with additional cuts from the state legislature and dealing with declining property values. So our primary focus for the next several months through May will be the adoption of the city's fiscal year 2012 budget.
Are you worried about any of the development projects having some challenges because the tax incentives that they may have been scheduled to receive, there may be some roadblocks there?
Well, at this point, it's our understanding from MEDC that all the projects that we currently have pending, regardless of what the legislature does about future projects, that those credits will be honored. But the state proposal to eliminate especially brownfield redevelopment credits would have a tremendous impact on downtown redevelopment in East Lansing and communities across the state. So it is an issue of concern and an issue that our council and our staff have been involved with trying to make the legislature aware of just how important these credits are to redeveloping inner cities.
All right. Nathan Triplett is an East Lansing City Council member. Thanks so much for your time, Nathan.
Thanks a lot, Tony.